Good evening. This is Mae Brussel. The title of this broadcast is World Watchers, and it's program number 721, September the 30th, 1985. For those of you that are familiar with my programs, have a pencil handy if you want to take some notes on names. And if you want the bibliography sheets that accompany each broadcast, send a self-addressed stamped envelope, Mae, M-A-E, Brussel, P.O. Box 22511, Carmel, California, 93922. I can also give you information on how to get the back broadcast or list of the back broadcast to fill in with some of the things that you might have missed the past 10 or 12 or 14 years. These broadcasts are available. Now, most of this evening, I'm going to talk about the Aryan Nations trial going on in Seattle. And in order to do that, I have to put aside about 60 top hunks of news, not 60 articles, but connecting pieces of information are very valuable. I'm just going to run them down by title or subject with you to let you know I am collecting the material. All of it updates past programs that I've done with you, but I just don't want to divert myself too far apart from what I want to do this evening. So I'll list them as quickly as I can, a lot of the categories that I will be updating later. One is on the trial of Ali Mahjoub in Rome. He had a recess during the summer. He's back in good form. I didn't think he'd be this great. First thing he said was that the CIA and the Italian intelligence created this story about the intent to shoot the Pope coming from Bulgaria and the Soviet Union for the purposes of Cold War propaganda. Dr. Francesco Pazienza is making the news. There are wonderful articles. I've already outlined three of them ready to go for you on his trial. He's going to Italy now for trial on various charges there. He's been in New York in jail since March of this year. And recently there was a story in the New York Times, and part of the article mentioned that his co-terrorist Stefano Della Chiaia and Oral Celik, C-E-L-I-K, were in Miami. Stefano is the one that helped set up the death squads and the active assassination teams in Italy and destabilized Italy and France with terror, and then moved down to South America and Central America. And Oral Celik, the man he was with in Miami, is the man named by Aja, who was at St. Peter's Square when the shooting of the Pope took place. There are trials going on in Argentina of the military, the generals and admirals. I want to share the activities and also the arrest of the military police bosses in Peru. The murder trial of people in the, I call it a murder trial, people in the military who were involved with the murder of Benigno Aquino in the Philippines are going to have their trial closed, just as we had our Warren Commission and our House Select Committee on Assassinations. They learned that you can spend 2 years investigating a murder and not have to tell anything about the truth. In fact, General Fabian Vera was invited to the Pentagon this week to a party for retired Joint Chief of Staff Mr. Vesey. And, you know, the invitation came too early. The trial isn't over. But for all purposes, the trial's over and he's cleared. I've done a lot of work over the past several years on the American Security Council. And because of its close relationship, not only the people who killed John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King, but its relationship to the National Security Council back to back, they're kissing cousins. I want to do that as soon as I can. A very good friend in Oregon has been sending me miles of material. I got a mile long or mile high on Bhagwan, the Rajneesh up there, going way back. And she's also been sending me the past year all the material I've gotten on the Order, the Aryan Nations. And I'll go into that story of the guru. Many of you are getting some of the pieces of the story. There's a lot that I have to siphon through. It involves poison, vote fraud, murders, German money, money in Swiss bank accounts, $53 million that went off to Zurich, Haldol laced in beer, underground bunkers, drug traffic, and a lot more. There's terrible appointments that Ronald Reagan's been making, horrendous appointments. I wanted to go in some of those for you, including nomination of James Buckley as a federal appeal judge for four states in the East, just coming off hiring Nazis, reading The Elders of the Prodigal Zion on the U.S. Information Agency that he's been in charge of. That got him in good stead for the appointment of being a judge, I suppose. The trial of Kathy Smith and John Belushi murder is filled with a lot of important information. Her attorney, of course, is Mr. Weitzman, the same man who's simultaneously representing John DeLorean And the Klaus Barbie trial has been delayed again. They can't do anything till they find the missing money of DeLorean. And they referred to international intrigue just today on the news. And the stalker case has moved from the El Paso murder, where the LAPD went to El Paso looking for somebody's eyeballs, to Melvin Belli, who is now visiting the stalker, Mr. Ramirez, in Los Angeles jail. Belli coming from Jack Ruby, the Errol Flynn family, Mrs. Herman Goering, and the Korean Airline. A lot of interconnecting stories here. The trip of John Connally with Richard Nixon, and John Connally making shirt commercials with an eye patch. That's the most humorous thing, one of the most humorous stories I had this week. There's 1,000 ways for Ronald Reagan to get out of an arms agreement. I want to talk about the Hague in Netherlands, the World Court, and the stuff that's coming about the CIA wanting to overthrow Nicaragua. Very important story is the provocateur aspect of the Greenpeace ship. A friend sent me from the Boston Globe an editorial about that, and I have a long article on Lloyd Cutler representing Greenpeace. He comes out of the office, law offices of the John J. McCloy, and is active with Richard Burt from Bonn, Germany, and Gustard Destang and the Trilateral Commission. He was the man behind the Jimmy Carter administration. Lloyd Cutler is representing Greenpeace to destabilize Mitterrand and get Mitterrand out, using the old intelligence community, just as when Jimmy Carter's in for 1 year, our spies and intelligence could even create a thing like the Iranian hostage crisis. It's very possible, considering the police and the work and the network they had in Iran, to make sure that Ronald Reagan, their boss in chief that the Klan and Nazis wanted in 1960, would be in power, and it's been documented their support of Ronald Reagan. The Greenpeace story, the story behind it, is very, very important. And then I have about 60 more stories on Brazil since we last discussed Brazil, and that it ties into laboratories and the disease AIDS and the bee, the killer bee, and drugs and the Syrian connection, the narcotics linked to Henry Arsan and the P2 scandals. The international network of Nazis and narcotics seems to be right there in São Paulo, Brazil, and very important now. I want to update Bernard Goetz, the fellow that shot four blacks in the New York subway. His trial will be coming up soon. His links to Liberty Lobby, the Aryan Nations, possibly, and even higher up than that, some material that we're looking into. I have people looking into it, and I've been working on. The LAPD has released the papers of Marilyn Monroe. Paul Axalt has 57 helpers with a lawsuit against the Sacramento Bee. One of the big funders behind him is Mo Dalitz. He's trying to prove he has links to organized crime. Mo Dalitz of La Costa, formerly of Las Vegas, is one of the people funding Paul Axalt, as is Ivan Boesky, a board member from the Wiesenthal Center. And there are a lot of media changes in the UPI being sold, and David Murdoch buying 20th Century Fox. David Murdoch having the Pope as a columnist for his newspaper, bringing the Vatican into the daily papers, and Admiral Moore's role on the Liberty ship that the Israelis bombed. There are a lot of symptoms of closing in on Israel and prominent Jews at this time, and I want to go into those as these little heads and faces of anti-Semitism, the real Nazi network, surfaces away from those street scenes and provocateurs. The World Anti-Communist League had their annual conference in Dallas, and I want to update the people there and what exactly is the World Anti-Communist League. I've done some reports on that, and I want to do more. And Phil Donahue had John Singlaub on TV just this morning, as a matter of fact, Singlaub saying he doesn't know the Unification Church at all. I'm glad I taped it. And Robert Brown, a soldier of fortune, had his annual convention up in Las Vegas. Those are the places where you meet G. Gordon Liddy from Watergate fame. Liddy was in the FBI and the Treasury Department. And Gordon Novell, who helped blow the DeLorean case, and he's out of the Permandex operation, named in the Torbett document for his role, having a part with the co-conspirators in the murder of Kennedy. There are a lot of big stories and other that I'm not going to list for you now. Just take these 10 minutes to tell you. There's a lot of news. I'm aware of it. Thank you for sending material, books. I'm collecting and working literally around the clock because all of these stories are coming together, and they're very important. Before I get on to the Aryan Nations, I just want to briefly mention a story in the New York Times, Pentagon Acts on General Dynamics Director, and it's about a man named Lester Crown, a member of the board of General Dynamics. Now, they've been under fire for their overcost and their ships where they charge too much money and so forth. But the gist of this story is something different. Mr. Crown owns, the family owns 8.9 million shares, 21% of General Dynamics. And Henry Crown, his father, was the active Crown member, along with his younger son, at the time that John Kennedy was killed 21 years ago. And they had a very important part, the General Dynamics and the Crowns, in the assassination role, in the setup of the network in Dallas, Texas, that killed John Kennedy. And Albert Jenner, the attorney for General Dynamics for the Crown family, became a member of the Warren Commission. Now, just this week, the Pentagon wants to take away the security clearance of Mr. Crown, 60 years old, the influential behind-the-scenes figure in the company's general strategy with the government. The excuse was that they're tightening security clearances because of the following the Navy spy scandal in the spring. Well, the Navy spy scandal involved Mr. Walker, and Mr. Walker was in the Navy recruiting Ku Klux Klan when he was in the Navy and working with Mr. Wilkinson, the Grand Dragon of the Klan. And they're not making much fuss about Walker's Klan connections, although it's come out in the news a few times and Wilkinson talking about. But the person whose security clearance is being taken away is a Jewish person, and Marvin Warner of the Ohio banks, who got in trouble when those banks began collapsing, claimed that he was the front for Gentile bankers and they singled him out because he was Jewish. And in this case, the security clearance is being taken away from Mr. Crown, who still builds the ships. And I believe that there's a touch or a lot of anti-Semitism in here. But the important thing about this article goes on to say that Kathleen Buck of the Pentagon Legal Counsel, is taking away the security clearance of Mr. Crown. The excuse was that in 1974, he contributed a fund from General Dynamics to members of the Illinois legislature, and that he pleaded immunity, got immunity from prosecution, and gave testimony about the people who had received his own money. But then Kathleen Buck from the Pentagon goes on to say she acknowledged that the Defense Industrial Security Clearances Office had investigated the bribery in 1983, decided to continue his clearance, but under new guidelines, he can't have his clearance anymore because of the recent spy scandal in the Navy. This is the first time I've ever seen in print DISC, Defense Industry Security. I always call it the Defense Industry Security Command, because the document written by David Copeland, an attorney in the Southwest, called the Torbett document, that was his nom de plume, was the layout and structure of the people behind the murder of John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King, specifically John Kennedy. And this book is filled with information about Roy Cohn and Lionel Corporation. Those two are in the news, too. A lot of single items that I'm going to update that connect to the Kennedy assassination. But the Torbett document names the Crown family, Henry Crown, General Dynamics, throughout the whole document as being a front for the assassination group under the umbrella group called DISC, D-I-S-C, Defense Industrial Security Clearance. They call it DISC. Now, you may correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know if any of you researchers or listeners have ever seen that department. A lot of people discredited the Torbett document's accuracy because they heard of the Defense Intelligence Agency or the AID, but we're not familiar with DISC. And that organization, according to the Torbett document, is to screen people to make sure they have a clearance to work for the defense industry for the atomic weapons and missiles. So this is the first time I've seen DISC, and has been used with along with the name of Mr. Crown, so that the Torbett document talks about DISC and talks about Crown. If any of you have ever seen it before in print or in a government directory, let me know. I haven't been able to see that the organization, but here it is. And for those of you that have often questioned the Torbett document, I do see the letters here, and there is an organization, and that's the organization under which Mr. Crown has lost his security clearance. Now I want to get on to the Aryan Nations and the trial up north, but what you see up there, and what I'm going to discuss, is a group of people. 11 people are on trial. 11 people pleaded guilty, and one person is still at large. His name is Richard Scutari. He's at large. And this is not the end of the Nazi Party. I'm going to talk about a bigger and larger group. And the way that the bigger and larger group gets funded is not through bank robberies or shopping malls and so forth. The Wall Street Journal has a story, September 25th, shadowy spending, military secrecy rises with Pentagon hiding billions of its outlays. And the article says there's a black hole growing inside the federal government, and it's pulling in billions of dollars a year. And it uses an example like Lockheed. And you see, Lockheed and General Dynamics have taken Pentagon dollars, and they've used them to create, through organizations like DISC, Defense Industry Security, their own government that is funded with billions and billions of dollars for political assassinations, for cover-ups, and the murders, the payoff of people, whether it's the news media, the prominent people that you see in front of your big screen, or the newspaper, book publishers, and so forth. Millions of dollars that adds up to billions is hidden. And that started, pardon me, under the Hughes Organization and Lockheed. And this is where this money comes from for the kinds of people I'm going to talk about. Now, many of you have read the articles that are coming out from the trial up in Seattle, Washington. Just to give you an example of the breadth of the articles, I already have 1 month's supply. The trial actually began the first week in September, and this is the end of September. Just two out of maybe 60 articles I have given me this much information to share with you, and some I've done before about the Aryan Nations and the Order, and I'll continue. The Order became part of national attention December the 7th when Robert Matthews was killed. He was the head of an inner circle. He was fighting for control with another guy named Pierce, who took over after Matthews was killed. So far, they have people from the inside team giving information in return for immunity. One of them is Denver Daw Parmenter II. The other is Bruce Pierce. And the third is a man named Thomas Allen Martinez, a very important person, a key person to this whole story, who, because of his acts, makes the links of the Order to the Aryan Nation as if it wasn't always there before. It was, but right from the beginning of this trial, that becomes evident. They planned to kill a federal judge in Texas, in Tyler, Texas. The purpose of the Order, and they also have other names that we'll go into, the Silent Brotherhood, and a list of about seven names are all the same and the same people. The plot is to foment a revolution in the United States to overthrow the United States government. They would finance it by counterfeiting and armed robberies. And you may think it's very silly to counterfeit, but the role model for counterfeiting was made up by Adolf Hitler and Martin Bormann. From 1943 to the end of the war, they perfected counterfeiting as a legitimate operation, putting money in Swiss banks. This is probably today buying up our corporations and Hollywood studios and so forth. Through a lot of this, it was set aside and tested and wouldn't go through the test as being counterfeit. It had passed, and they went ahead and made lots of this money to destabilize this country and England after the war. The crimes that these people have been charged with, the ones that pleaded guilty and the ones on trial, there's a racketeering charge, which is a large umbrella group. It includes robbery, bank robbery, homicide, counterfeiting, plans to overthrow the government, to kill all Jews in this country, to kill blacks and minorities, and there's a list of 67 different crimes. David Tate, one of this group, is going to face a trial alone separately in Missouri for killing a state trooper. Mr. Martinez was arrested for counterfeiting, buying two lottery tickets with a counterfeit $10 story that broke this whole case open, that I'll go to at great length. Four members of the Order have been charged with murdering Alan Berg, the radio newscaster in Denver, Colorado, with their silenced machine gun. And four members of this group have been charged with murdering Walter West, a informer, part of their own group that they killed. Now, they were planning to kill Thomas Martinez, and they hired someone to kill him. The Aryan Nations paid $1,800 for what they believed they were getting, a headless body, pictures of a headless body. And Eden Cutler was arrested. He accepted the $1,800 he was going to give to a federal agent, give that money to a federal agent to kill Thomas Martinez. And he was brought in, and he's going to have a separate trial for hiring somebody to kill. Now, the money goes from the bank robbery, $3.5 million. Some of it goes to Nazi implant all around the United States. One person is Bob Miles from Michigan, his identity church in Michigan. The other is in North Carolina, Jesse Helmstedt, to the Klan leader there, Glenn Miller, the not the musician, the late musician, the Ku Klux Klan in North Carolina. There's a woman living in Santa Cruz who said her father was a member of the Klan in North Carolina, and she saw him killing children and burying them, and she says that he was linked to the Atlanta murders. But this is a Klan in North Carolina. Texas, they gave part of this $3.5 million to Louis Beam to buy a computer that would connect the Klans and Nazis. In Missouri, it went to a particular church, Dan Gaiman, the leader of the Identity Church. Money went to William Pierce, who wrote the Turner Diaries for the National Alliance in Virginia, the blueprint for taking over the United States. He's one of the military connections to this group, having worked for the Air Force. He's a PhD physicist, worked for United Technologies, and then on to the Nazi Party in Virginia, took over from Rockwell as party over in Virginia, the same Rockwell whose name was in Lee Harvey Oswald's notebook. The money went to Nazis for traveling, or along with others in Denver, Colorado. They must have stayed in the safe houses, and also for their compound, the Aryan Nations, up in Idaho. Now, Mr. Martinez, Thomas Allen Martinez, who's testifying against these people, was caught in Philadelphia buying two tickets to the lottery for $10. And the feds came upon him and realized, or caught that, well, this is their cover story, that the money was counterfeit. I can't imagine in a crime city like Philadelphia how you pick up 10 measly dollars. It's like finding pennies on the street for two lottery tickets when money flows so quickly through those organizations. But the excuse for using Mr. Martinez as an informer against this group was that he was caught with the counterfeiting money. So in order to get off this very serious crime of the $10 counterfeit, he told the police and FBI about a fanatic group out in the coast who are on a crime spree, who plan a revolution, and the government persuaded him to be an agent. Martinez went to Oregon. He was arrested in June. And in Oregon, he went to Portland, and he was in a motel in November of 1984 when the federal agents closed in, and Robert Matthews of the Order was there, and he shot a federal agent in the leg, didn't kill him, and escaped. He shot him just in the leg and then went up to Whidbey Island, stayed at safe houses all the way up, at Puget Sound, and then 200 state and federal officers closed in December the 7th, 1984, and burned down the house with Mr. Matthews. So what you get is a $10 counterfeit in Philadelphia that leads to a shot in the leg in Oregon that leads to 200 agents burning a house down up in Washington State. Now, in Oregon at the hotel, the other members of the order referred to Mr. Martinez as one of their group, but they called him the man in room 14 because that's the room number he stayed in, and they suspected that he was the man who called the feds who had the shootout that caused Matthews, the leader, to respond, shoot in the leg, and run. And so they carried photos of Mr. Martinez and put him in publications, the Nazi publications. And at that point, they asked Eden Cutler, the security chief for Aryan Nations, to put out $1,800 to kill Martinez. Now, the Order is a splinter group that is not, it's supposed to be separate, or when you read some stories, they want you to think this Order is separate from the Aryan Nations. Is no more separate from the Aryan Nations than the Soldier of Fortunes is separate from our National Security Council. The security chief for the Aryan Nations, that's Richard Butler, was the one who put up the $1,800 for the decapitation. Now, the Aryan Nations by Butler was set up in 1972. He came from Southern California. Butler worked at Lockheed Aircraft in Burbank with Thane Caesar, the gentleman that killed Robert Kennedy. He worked on the U-2 planes, as did Lee Harvey Oswald, in the Philippines and in Japan. He became a minister, as did Reverend Gale when he came home from the Philippines. And these men have direct links to the murder of John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Clay Shaw in New Orleans. So the security for Aryan Nations was paying for the decapitation of a man who worked with the Order. Therefore, there's no separation and never has been, of course, between the Order and the Aryan Nations, but one does the job on people and tries to keep an arm's distance, but if anybody touches a member of the Order, then the Aryan Nations pays to have the assailant to the Order killed. So there is that bond and friendship that's pretty close in more ways than I can go into. Right now, I have in the past and will continue more in the present. Now, the New York Times and the Monterey Herald had a story, a picture of the New York Times, page Y11, Friday, September 27th, white supremacist to testify. And there's a picture of William Soderquist, S-O-D-E-R-Q-U-I-S-T, a former member. They're always former members, but he's one of those 22 of the militant sect of the Order, talking with Assistant United States Attorney Bob Ward outside the federal court in Seattle. Mr. Soderquist agreed to testify with immunity from prosecution against 10 members of the group who are still on trial for racketeering. He testified he believed the Jews are the enemy of the white race. Mr. Soderquist comes from Salinas, California. I looked up, he's not listed in the telephone book, but we have his group, the National Alliance, the National Vanguard, here in Salinas. He's a white supremacist who's copping out, looks like a college, out of Yale or Harvard, his V-neck shirt and clean-cut guy going off with the U.S. attorney smiling, and he's going to talk about the other group. Now, the connections of Salinas and the Monterey Sheriffs, I'm going to get into in 1 second, but I just want to cite two more articles that are coming out from the trial of the Order right now. One is from the San Jose Mercury, September the 24th, racist group probed about break-in. And it tells about a break-in that took place at the Aryan Nations in 1983. They're discussing that now. A man named Howard J. Witherwax was saying that somebody broke into their offices in 1983. Witherwax is the security chief of the Aryan Nations of Richard Butler. He's the son-in-law of Reverend Richard Butler of the Aryan Nations. The Order has been described as the militant part of this church. Witherwax is a former deputy sheriff from California. And he's talking and testifying up there about somebody breaking into their offices. The California law enforcement is filled with the Nazis, the Klans. Just recently, a San Francisco police van or wagon had swastikas and Nazi poster in there. I mentioned it before. And Dianne Feinstein wasn't too concerned. These sheriffs belong to these white racist organizations with a vow to overthrow the United States government. But in the meantime, they're holding jobs in the Pentagon and in the police department, in the sheriff's department. And this one is that's testifying at the trial now. The son-in-law of Richard Butler was a California sheriff. Now, one more article here about the Order before I get into the Salinas branch. This is from Oregon, my friend in Oregon, who sent it to me. The Order witness traces the Klan's links in their search for weapons. Part of the testimony that came out, this is September the 18th, 1985, the Order's $4 million that they got from their bank robberies was given to groups such as the Klan or to finance a research program that would give the organization a high-tech arsenal of laser weapons and mind control chemicals. A member of the group testified. Denver Daw Parmeter is one of those three that I mentioned so far that have testified. Parmeter talked about another member of the Order, Dan Brower, who made acquaintances with scientists working on high-tech weapons that the organization felt it could use. This is mind control and chemicals, just as I said, that the Bhagwan, the Rajneesh in Oregon have been working on mass mind control, salmonella, food poisoning, germ warfare. These people are working on chemicals and laser weapons. They also wanted to buy LAW rockets, light anti-tank weapon rockets, to use in armored car heists. The rockets essentially are disposable shoulder-fired missiles similar to bazookas. So the importance of this one article, the Oregonian, September 18th, is that they refer to one of their Aryan brothers and laud him, of course, for his great work. And they refer to Joseph Paul Franklin. That's the fellow that killed two blacks in Utah and blew up a synagogue in Tennessee. And who also admitted in 1984 that he's the fellow who shot Larry Flint and paralyzed him. And that's how I met Larry Flynt, when I wanted to write a story about Larry McDonald and the people close to him, Stoner and Franklin. Those were the people that had paralyzed him, and I knew they were linked to Larry McDonald, who went down in the Korean airline. So just this past week, a story linking Franklin to the Aryan Nations, one of their brothers, came out, and also in terms of the weapons, chemical weapons, biological warfare. I'll take a one-minute break and go back now, or go forward to other stories on the National Socialist Party and the Nazi Party. But just in the last 3 weeks since this trial began, there are literally dozens and dozens of articles with information and links to a lot of other cases. As I say, we'll take a one-minute break, and then I'll come back and do some more on the local Salinas group that are behind, really behind the power of these organizations.